Sorry.
I need to ask you something specific. You've been forced to talk a lot about this £28 billion investment. It's your green investment policy. We know there has been a very public debate about that number. Would you like to set it out today, level with people today? What is going on with that policy?
Well, again, start with the five missions. What are the five things we want to achieve in government? Because you can only understand the investment argument by understanding that. We want to have clean power by 2030. That's one of the missions. It's difficult to achieve. What that means is a race towards renewables, gives us lower bills, energy security, so Putin can't put his boot on our throat, and it allows us to be in the race for the next generation of jobs, hugely important, and jobs that will be measured in decades, not days. In order to get there, we will need a number of things. We're going to have to get to grips with the tough decisions on planning, because planning gets in the way of that target. We're going to have a proper industrial strategy with our partners. We're going to have to deal with the grid, which is far too slow connecting up. And we're going to need investment. That's where the £28 billion comes in, that investment that's desperately needed for that mission. And I've been unwavering in relation to the mission, clean power by 2030. And I keep getting challenges from people saying, you're moving the date back. That mission of clean power by 2030, I haven't moved that date back at all. And I'm very clear, we need investment to do that. We need to borrow to invest to do that. That's a principle I believe in, and I'm absolutely happy to go out and defend. And of course, what we've said as we got closer to the operationalisation of this is that'll have to be ramped up. The money will have to be ramped up, the £28 billion, etc. And everything is, of course, subject to our fiscal rules.
Yeah, I think that's very clear. I mean, you've repeated that figure.
I've said that a number of times.